Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study in Philippians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, titled, Follow Paul. This is part 2 of 2.
It's true that most would deny that they think they're spiritually perfect, as I said, but try teaching them something, or heaven forbid, correcting them. Yeah. I remember one time this lady says, well, money's the root of all evil. I said, no, it ain't. The Bible says that. I said, no. Well, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. She thought I was adding to the Word of God. I didn't know the lady. I didn't work with her. It was in passing. So I don't know if she ever found out that maybe her Bible says that. But the King James Bible says it's the love of money is the root of all evil. Bottom line was, she got angry. Because, you know, I was basic. I was nice about it. I said, no, the Bible is that. She says, the love of money. No, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just telling you. That's how people come at you. Because they think they're there. And that's why they remain spiritual infants, ignorant and unusable by God. Amen. Now, verse 17, where we're going to close our study. He then says, building on what we've already discussed, read verse 17. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. So, follow Paul and mark those who live and teach like Paul. What I want people to do is listen to me teach, watch how I live, and say, you know, pretty much matches what Paul said and did. Pretty much matches. I mean, I'm not Paul. Don't get me wrong. None of us are going to be exact. I mean, the miracles and things. None of us are going to write books in the Bible. But we can be very Pauline. We should be Pauline in the way we live, in what we teach, what we believe. That's the point. Now, spelling. We are told to mark tau types of people. Number one, followers of Paul. Number tau, enemies of Paul. Followers of Paul, enemies of Paul. Say with me. Followers of Paul, enemies of Paul. See, it's not followers of you and enemies of you or me, but of Paul. We're there. Philippians 3:17, we're going to start with. Mark and follow along with those who follow Paul. We're just told in verse 17. Amen? Now, if I can get my thing to work, turn over to Romans 16, verse 17. Now, the mode of operation in modern evangelical and fundamentalist even churches is that you don't want to run anybody off. You want to attract as many people as you can. That's why they soft-pedal sin and they don't preach hard on things anymore and all that sort of thing. They want as many people as possible. Don't ever run anybody off. But we're told in Romans 16:17 otherwise. Everybody there? Read it with me. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. You going to do that? Amen. That's what we're commanded to do. When people, especially within the local church, but I believe he's not talking just about local church. I think he's talking about our lives. Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned. What's he talking about? He's talking about Pauline doctrine. And avoid them. Now, that's not saying you can't ever speak to them or have an associate relationship and, you know, talk to them, all that. But as far as, for example, you have somebody like that in your life and they say, well, look, you know, let's get together and have Bible study. I'm sorry, I can't do that. Why? I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but you and I just don't see eye to eye. And there's no Amos says, can two walk together unless they be agreed? And we're told right here to mark them and avoid them. Yeah, Doug? Yeah, and people always try to make that mean like behavior. It's not. It says right there, what's it about? Doctrine. Yeah. And so I don't go around trying to get every professing Christian that I've ever met to come to church here. It may surprise you, but there's a lot of Christians I've never invited to church here. Now, I'll sit down and talk to them and challenge them one-on-one. But if they are given over to heresy and false doctrine, I'm not pulling them in here. And we've had a few that I basically had to say, you know, you really need to go somewhere else. We're not going to teach what you believe on this or that, this or that. And if that's such a big issue that you can't handle it without causing problems, you need to go. We should follow Paul's example and Paul's epistles. Say it with me. Paul's example and Paul's epistles. It really is that simple. Paul's example. Turn to Acts 11. We're going to turn to a few places here as we close this thing up. Acts 11. Paul's life was rooted in local church fellowship with Bible-believing Christians. His letters, every one of those letters that doesn't have a person's name on it, like 1 and 2 Timothy and Philemon, all the others are written to local churches, not to people in the church. You know, dear Stephen, who attends Bible Believers Fellowship, he would have written a letter to Bible Believers Fellowship because that's how Christians are supposed to live, in fellowship, in local churches. Acts 11, 25 and 26. Paul has just been saved a short time. And says in verse 25, then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. So there's Paul with Barnabas. He's still being called Saul at this point. That's how soon this is after he was saved. He spent an entire year in Antioch, Bible Believers Fellowship of Antioch. Now, I'm only half joking. The reason we call this church Bible Believers Fellowship is because that is what a local church is. It's our name, but it's actually all that a local church is. That's why we wanted the name. So for a year, he went to church every time the doors opened and he was able to be there. And as you follow Paul's life, he is going from local church to local church, and if there's not one there, he establishes one. And then he writes letters to local churches. His whole life was wrapped up in local Bible-believing churches. Now, Paul also committed to follow Christ to his own death. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. We'll begin in verse 6. And what I'm summing, I'm giving you a summary of Paul's life. He gets saved, and then his whole life is tied up in local church fellowship, planting local churches, building up local churches, preaching the gospel so you could see a soul saved and put them into a local church. Amen. That's Paul's life. And he committed, according to 2 Timothy 4, beginning in verse 6. Go ahead and read those three verses. Let's read them together. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Look at that. So, if you want to follow Paul, here's how simple it is. You get saved, You join a local church fellowship and stay with that local church fellowship. You say, well, there's none in my town. Well, then, if we're your cup of tea, then you should connect with us online. And you should continue to stay in contact. And yes, you should even support this ministry. I'll just say it. It's the way it is. If you don't think this ministry is worth supporting, find one that is. And when you lock in with them, you support that ministry. Why? How? By listening to the studies, by telling people where to find those studies online, by handing them out on CD or whatever, and by financially supporting that local church. Amen. That's God's plan. Amen. And then following Paul's example, you do it till you die.
Amen.
Amen. And then as far as the particulars between getting saved and joining a local church and death, you consistently and constantly read the Bible from cover to cover and follow the Pauline instructions in the Pauline epistles.
Amen.
That's the Christian life. It really is. Now, Paul's writing was confirmed. We're not going to run all the references, but Jesus, if you remember, Jesus said, after I go, the Holy Spirit will come and He will lead you into all truth. You know what He was talking about?
Amen.
He gave Paul, and then several of the other apostles wrote epistles as well, but mainly Paul gave us the all truth He was talking about.
Amen.
It's not dreams and visions and, you know, all this charismania nonsense. It is the Word of God. The Holy Spirit came at Pentecost upon believers, and since then has been indwelling all believers, and during the time of the apostles, led us into all truth right here in this book.
Amen.
And now with the Holy Spirit in you, He can help guide and teach you. As I'm teaching, you listen, you take notes, you think about it, you pray about it, and you go to the Word of God to see if what I've taught is true. And the Holy Spirit will help you in that process. So the musicians come, we do want to make a couple of closing points. Paul exemplified the Christian life, and that's why we say, follow Paul. Paul said, follow me. Paul exemplified the Christian life.
Amen.
Therefore, we should follow Paul. Amen?
Amen?
And to follow Paul is to follow Christ. How many of you heard people say, I don't follow Paul, I follow Jesus?
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem. If you're following Jesus, you're following Paul.
Amen.
You can't follow... People say, I don't follow Paul, I follow Jesus. Then you're not following Jesus. Because Jesus told us that after He left, the Holy Spirit would come and lead us into all truth. So therefore, if you're going to follow Jesus, you have to follow Paul.
Amen.
That's the way it is.
Amen.
Now, John mentions, I want to bring it up. People go to 1 Corinthians. It does say that Paul says, I don't want people to say I'm a follower of Paul, follower of Apollos, but a follower of Christ. That was in the local church setting, where there were divisions of people, and this group said, well, I'm after Paul, and this guy, I'm after Apollos. Paul had not written this yet. After this was written, the canon established, the Scripture is established, at that point, by following Paul, you are following Christ.
Amen.
And if I can hammer one thing into Christians' lives, in their minds, is to follow Paul, is to follow Christ. Because you've heard these people say, well, I'm a red letter Christian. Well, no, you're not, because in the red letters, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would come and give you the rest of the book.
Amen.
So if you're a red letter Christian, you can't be a red letter Christian. If you're a red letter Christian, you've got to follow the epistles of Paul. And then the last point is, in following Paul, he was faithful unto death. If something might make you feel like you want to give up, don't give up. Jenny will tell you, there's times where I just get frustrated and everything. I never look at her and say, I think I'm quitting. That's not the point. I can complain without giving up. And that's the way you, it's nothing wrong with you seeing something wrong, saying, you know, that's just not right. This is, but don't give up. Don't quit. How many people, Dan and I were, we were talking about this just last week. People, it's equivalent, they get mad at a church or a Christian and they quit the Lord.
Yeah.
I said, that's the equivalent of me saying, I'm never speaking to Dan again. And someone says, why? Because Mark said something to upset me. Well, wait a minute. If Mark upset you, why aren't you talking to Dan? See how senseless? That doesn't make any sense, does it? Well, how many people have stopped talking to Jesus because of something some Christian said or did? And it's because they didn't resolve. I really believe this. They didn't resolve from the very beginning. I'm going to go to the death. I am not going to stop serving the Lord. I don't care what some Christians or a church does to me or what happens. I'm going to keep on keeping on for the Lord.
Amen.
That's what I'm asking you right now, actually, to settle that in your heart. You're going to keep on keeping on for the Lord no matter what. That's what it means to follow Paul. 442, if you want to turn there. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson from your word, and we just pray it sinks in this Laodicean lukewarm age, that folks would choose not to be part of the problem and choose to live their lives on fire for the Lord, not allowing even those who may be around them to drag them down, but to live full of your Holy Spirit, full of your word, full of zeal, loving God above all others, self-sacrificing, just imitating Paul and what we saw in his life. We pray it begins even now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Because He first loved me, He tells me of
you would ask yourself, when you walk out that door today, if you have not been living for the Lord the other days of the week, is today going to be the end of that? Is today going to be the day where you walk out that door and you live for the Lord? Is today going to be the day you walk out that door and you start to make some changes that only you and God know need to be made? Is today that day? And the next question is, do you realize it may be the last day you have an opportunity to get things right? None of us are guaranteed tomorrow, whether it's the rapture or a car accident or whatever. And as the pastor, I have to tell you, it's insanity to see the world we live on, so many professing Christians not living for the Lord.
Amen.
Wasting your life. Just wasting your life. Amen. If you're not living for the Lord, you're wasting your life.
Yeah.
You're going to stand before the Lord and realize you are a waste of human flesh.
Yeah. That's right.
But today, you can change that. Today, you can make this the day. I'm going to stop letting other people influence me. I'm going to stop being their little guinea pig, do whatever they want with me. I'm going to start living for the Lord, and I'm going to take a stand when I need to. And that's how Jesus said you prove your love. I mean, I'm glad y'all sing along, but don't just say it. Live it.
Amen.
Love
Amen.
Jesus with your life. Let's sing verse 3.
Help me warm my father and his soul. Yeah.
for solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.